to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Truly, I thank God. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield, coming on this broadcast alive and well, thanking God for blessing me to come to bring forth the good news from the Word of God. Every day, somebody looking for a word from God, somebody looking for a promise from God, somebody looking for a healing from God, somebody looking for God to deliver them every day out of the hand of the enemy. Good morning to the people of God, whoever you are, who gave their life to Jesus, those who served God for many years. Lift up your hands and give God the glory, for he is righteous, he is holy, he is promised. He promised us through his Son, Jesus Christ, and he gave us his Son as a Savior, as our salvation. To God be the glory, to God be the glory. He gave us his Son, Jesus Christ. So lift up your hands, children of God. Lift up your hands and give God the praise. Those who are going through fiery trials, those who are being tempted, bullied, or being harassed by the enemy, lift up your hand and know God and the mighty warriors of angels are coming to your rescue to deliver you out of the adversary. That name is Satan, praise God, Lucifer, who come to destroy what God created. Lift up your hand and give God the praise. Give him the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So God be the glory. To God be the glory. Those who are on your way to the house of God to do what you have to do, some of y'all going to prayer meeting. Some of y'all going to people shunning where they home, where they cannot get able to go to the house of God. Some of you are going to the nursing home, the hospital. Some of you are going to the park where the homeless at, where they feel like there's no hope for them. Thank you for the organization who willing to take their time to bring food to those who cannot afford to buy food. But you give them the Bible, and that is the Word of God. Thank God for those who are able to receive and to know that the Lord is there for them. So I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Truly, truly, truly thank God for the righteousness and his word. So people of God, thank God that you're still moving. You're still doing what you need to do. Pray for those, praise God, who are in hospitals and nursing homes. Praise God. They feel like there is no hope, but there is hope. Jesus still do healing. Praise God. So I truly thank God for those. Pray for the children. Pray for those people who are in Western countries. Praise God. Those here in the United States, pray for those who are bound with snow and heavy snowstorm. There are those who can't go to the house of God to go to service. They have to do it on telecast. Thank God, whatever they have to do to hear the word of God. So we truly thank God for those who are bound, praise God, by the heavy storm weather. Thank you, Jesus. So pray for our brothers and sisters, wherever they are, in foreign land, in other countries. Pray for our missionaries who are willing to sacrifice their life to go into areas where they can bring forth the word of God. So I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Let's pray for our children who rebel. Praise God. And I thank God for Ephesians, the 6th chapter, where Paul says, children, praise God, you need to learn to obey their father and mother, that their days may be long. Praise God. So let's pray for our young generation. Let them turn their heart toward God. Let them turn, they have a passion for Jesus and run for Jesus.
and to deliver the word to the generation to come. So I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Yes, I truly, truly thank God. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let's go forth. Let's stay focused. Let's keep the banner in our hand, the baton in our hand. Let's keep the race going. Let's run. Praise God. Yes, we might get weary, but we don't need to faint out. Don't give up. Don't throw it in the towel, but hold the faith. Hold the faith. Praise God. Don't give up on God. Just hold the faith. God is right there with you, but don't give up. Don't give out. Don't throw it in the towel on God. Let's run the race. Hold our head up high and let the Lord know, I'm going to make it. As long as I got Jesus, I'm going to make it. As long as I got King Jesus, I'm going to make it. Hallelujah. I'm going to make it. By the grace of God, I'm going to make it. That's an affirmation that you need to have. I'm going to make it. As long as I got King Jesus, I'm going to make it. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. But the word of God, I'm going to read from book Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Like I said, there are people who want to hear the word of God, the prophecy that God spoken. Do you not know God always prophesied in his word from Genesis to Revelation? If you want a word, if you want a prophecy, let's go into those books. Go into the book of Genesis. Go into the book of Jeremiah and Daniel and Isaiah. Go into the books where Jesus talked about what he said was going to happen. Read what Paul said. Read what Peter said. Read what Timothy said. Read, praise God, what John said. Praise God, of the prophecy that God spoken through the vessel of the word of God. If you want the word of God, just go in and get your Bible. Get your Bible off the shelf. Open up your Bible. Praise God. Whether it be in Psalms, whether it be in Revelation, whether it be any other book, God do speak the spoken word coming from God himself. The spoken word. That's why God created the Bible of the spoken word. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. But this is what the Lord said. But now, this is what the Lord said. He who create you, Jacob, he who formed you, Isaiah, do not fear, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. And when you pass through the rivers, let me back up. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Crush and Seba in your stead, since you are precious and honored in my sight. And because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I would say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. See, this is what God said, what he gonna do. We are that generation today. God will continue to intervene for us. He never stopped. God never stopped because God created the world. He created us in his own image. God created everything by the spoken word. And that's one thing I love about God. God will never stop. He's a God from one generation to another generation to another generation until God gives the final say-so when he shut up this old world right here. But while we are on this earth, and while God is still alive, he always be alive. God is not dead. He is alive every day in us. As long as we trust in his word, he spoke it, we read it. That's God talking to us. When you read his word out loud, when you hear his voice speaking through your spirit man, letting you know, I'm with you through every trial you're going through. I'm there with you. I'm there, praise God, with my hands on you. I will not let nothing hurt you or harm you. That's God speaking to us in this hour. Thank God for Jesus Christ, the word of God. Hallelujah. He said this. He'll come through when we're walking through the water where we feel. Look, and let me go back. I think about the children of Israel when they were walking through the Red Sea. They walked through the water. They walked on dry ground when God split the water so they could go on the other side, make it to the promised land. He's that same God today. That same God. He will split the situation. He will tear down the strong man camp so that you can walk without no fear and know that God is with you. Some of you are wondering how I'm going to take care of my family. If you got Jesus in your life and you serving God with all your know-how, don't you know God's going to take care of you? Don't you know God will provide means for you? Don't you know God will provide food for you? Why? Because he touched the heart of those who are able to do so. So we need to start trusting God and not doubting him, but believe in his word, holding on to the prophecy that God was spoken in your life. We need to learn to know that God is able. He will see us through this. He knows what we need. He knows our heart desire. He knows you are in pain. He knows that you are going through suffering. He knows that when you don't have the money, he knows when the man releases you from the job and give you the last paycheck and let you know, I don't need you no more. Jesus is the answer. As long as we trust in God and rely on him and not to fear, but to hold our head up high. One door might be closed, but God got a door open somewhere else for you. So let's keep the faith. Let's run the race. Don't look back, but look forward to enter to God's glory, to know that God got a crown for every one of us if we hold fast to his word and long we stay focused in his word. So don't give up. Don't give out. Praise God. But hold the race. Hold on to what God promised you. Yes, it's going to be hard, but long you put your eyes on Jesus and long you hold fast to the word of God and hold on to what he said, sooner or later, your reward is coming. Your reward is the crown of life. So my brothers and sisters, let's hold the race. Let's stand still and know that God is with us. Have a great and blessed day.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.